I never met a fireman's remains by itself. I always met them bunkered together. These poor individuals, when those buildings were falling, took cover under their fire trucks to try to get in their fire trucks. And when I found their remains down there, I found the firemen suits. I found half the suits under the trucks. I found arms on the firemen's doors. But the reality is, as we got deeper, we got into just fragments of bones. I learned a lot about the human remains and the human body down there. From visually seeing them to following the remains by flies and smell. But when you have that much death and that many souls that are dying, that are dead and running amok, with that and the thousand toxicities that were in the air that we were breathing in, the biggest problem I still have is not what I did down there, but the reality of those people crying on that fence every time I went in there and finding remains and hoping I'm finding it for the right reasons and help giving closure. That's really...
How many days did you go back there?
I got there on the 12th. I was locked down there for 3 days. We stayed there for 3 days straight. And most people don't know this, but the civilian force that went down there the first few days, that went down there for being patriots, that love this country and love our city, there were bakers there. There was every walk of life on that pile in the beginning. The reality of the... I met people just like me. I didn't have to go there.
So why didn't you walk away?
I couldn't walk away. Those people on the other side of the fence, the reality of all those people that died under my feet there, I run the heavy equipment. Who else was going to do it? I wasn't trained for the death part of it, but I was trained to do my job.
And I can hear your voice. I can hear your throat. You've got cancer. You've got throat cancer now.
The reality is, if you were down at Ground Zero, especially in the beginning, when we got out of there, you had asthma, bronchitis, sinus problems, all upper respiratory problems you got when you came out of there. Within the first 2 weeks, we were coughing yellow and green mucus up. The guys on the pile with me. And they called it the World Trade Center cough. That cough was the thousand toxicities that we inhaled and digested down there. That's what I got cancer from. I went through 33 radiations, 8 chemos, 8 operations. I lost the ability to eat, the ability to talk. And then I had to fight to get recognized that I had cancer down from Ground Zero, which I finally did. See, the reality is, the federal government doesn't want to recognize cancer because they cost too much. My cancer was directly from Ground Zero. So here's the reality. Why doesn't my federal government recognize it? And the reality is money. We won't mention the cement. We won't mention the electricity. We won't mention the vapors that we were breathing in. We'll say 20, 25,000 of us in the beginning down there. Numbers of war, man. Casualties of war.
What are you going to be doing on Sunday?
I'm not going in the city, I can assure you that. I believe that day is for the family members that lost their families and for the firemen and cops that lost their loved ones down there. That day is the 10-year anniversary of a funeral. All I want that day is them to recognize what the emergency responders are going through. Because the day after 9/11, the 10th year anniversary, but guess what? The last thing you write on that page is nothing. Because that's what the future of the 9/11 responder is right now. We're dying of diseases right now. We're fighting for our own cause. We don't even have a government on our side right now. So the last thing you write is nothing. Because that's what the future of the 9/11 responder is right now. We have no future. I don't dream. I don't think about a future.